Bull, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass!
Liberace!
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks?
Yes. Mr. Havoc.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Right, I'll get straight into it. Just as I was, this whole point really, just as I was leaving last week, we come up with the story, I think it was a breaking story, about an orca that could talk, orca. And I was really excited about that. I got home, started looking at it. Rubbish story. Basically, what it is, and it's an experiment with a 14-year-old orca called Wiki.
Captivity.
Who is incarcerated in Marineland in France.
He's not just going to come by and just sort of learn to talk to
you. Scientists have recorded her mimicking, I don't know if you heard it, she's mimicked hello, bye-bye, and she can count from one to three and say her trainer's name, Amy. Does it all, bursts of air through her nasal passages, blah, 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 blah. It's ridiculous.
Of course, they don't have a nose, they have a blowhole. Yeah.
If she turned round and said, please help me escape from here, I'm a prisoner, I don't want to be here.
Can you send me a copy of Blackfish, the movie?
Yeah. That would be fantastic. To me, it's like a talking trumpet story, really. Do you know what I mean?
You can totally talk with a trumpet, though. It's all in the intonation.
Yeah, but the whale doesn't know, the killer whale doesn't know what it's saying. It's just, I've heard it, and it doesn't sound like it could be anything.
You see, I don't know if it doesn't know. I just think it just doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Because they have a bigger brain than we do.
Yeah.
Do they?
Well, it's because their heads are bigger than ours. It's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah, but they can just, they look a little bit more capable than we are.
Yeah.
In the wild, anyhow, you know?
Yeah, well, that's their yard.
Humans,
isn't it?
Humans are so cool. But we just need shoes.
Yeah.
Right, and wheels. Anyway, so, we need wheels as well.
So that was, as I
and
was.
And shelter. Please, can we have some shelter? Thanks.
We finished?
Some electricity, too. We need some electricity and we need water, too.
Yeah. Anyway, as
friends. We need some friends, some social media.
Actually, I knew you were going to do that. That made more sense to me than that orca. To be honest with you, you've been talking to Lee Scratch Perry, haven't you? Right, anyway, just as I was leaving, I had a quick look at The Guardian last week and I pointed this out to you and I'm going to read the quote.
Oftentimes, Rob will be strolling around the studios with a Guardian rolled under his arm.
I do. I'm on my way to the loo. Right, if a blue whale at 180 tonnes was dropped from the outer limits of the Earth's atmosphere, what impact would it have on a city compared to the Hobe meteorite in Namibia?
Okay, now, once again, let's just go through that again, please.
If a blue whale at 180 tonnes...
A blue whale at 180 tonnes, the largest beast on Earth...
...was dropped from the outer limits of the Earth's atmosphere...
So as high as you can get before you hit space.
As high as you can get,
yep. Okay.
What impact would it have on a city compared to the Hobe meteorite in Namibia? Now, firstly, I'm going to break
this down.
Just
trying to work out the sums.
Does this have anything to do with terminal velocity?
Yes! You'll get to it again because you might be able to explain it to me. Right, firstly, the statement, what a concept to actually think of that, which reminded me of my number one ever favourite joke.
I just want to pause you there. Mike's just got a pen and some paper. He's ready to do equations.
Shut up.
This, like all the things Mikey gives me, this sent me on a completely different road to what you thought I was going to talk about. But firstly, the whole concept is brilliant. It reminds me of the funniest joke I've ever heard. It's about a bloke who wins a dinosaur in a raffle. Now, that is the best. I can't remember the rest of the joke. But the thought of someone actually winning a dinosaur in a raffle. Do you know what I mean? That's on the same sort of level like that. Anyway, which then got me onto the Hobe meteorite.
Now, what is this Hobe meteorite, Rob?
This is what's interesting, right? The meteorite lies on a farm called Hobe West, not far from Grootenfonden-Sturgenbergen Grootenfontein. Right, I have trouble. I'm going to have to get Sarah to do this because she's clever and I'm stupid.
Oh, so I wasn't a duper.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
emphasis on the wrong syllable, but it looks like Otanosnajupa.
Which is in Namibia.
On Earth?
On Earth.
Right.
Yeah, in America.
I nearly said America. In Africa.
It weighs approximately just over 60 tonnes and has never been moved from where it fell. bit like Thor's hammer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
It's not going anywhere. And it's the largest known meteorite. It's estimated to be between 190 and 410 million years old.
Shit.
And it fell to Earth a little less than 800,000 years ago. And it's the most... This is just does my head in. It's the most massive naturally occurring piece of iron known on the Earth's surface. Now, think about all that, really. And this is where the Adam and Eve it moment comes in.
Hold on. I can hardly Adam and Eve it at the moment. So that's... Wait. So hang on. So it's 60. How is it?
60 tons.
60 ton piece of solid iron.
Solid iron
from outer space.
From outer space.
From 800,000 years ago.
Now this is the Adam and Eve it moment. It's left no crater.
What?
It's just like it's been placed in the earth. It's
Did
like
it fall
buried.
Into the ocean?
No. In this bloke's farm.
Even if it fell into the ocean. Even if it fell into the ocean, it's just still Kadunga. Oh, no, because it'll make, you know, so, what?
It was discovered in 1920. He just saw this, like, little, what he just thought was a little thing, and he cut a bit off with his hammer or his knife or something, and he could see it was, like, solid lead. Oh, did I say lead?
Iron.
And anyway, so... scientists have suggested that now this is.
It's amazing it hasn't been pillaged and attacked.
Well, few people have taken bits off of it, but they've made it into a like a proper
protective thing.
Now, scientists suggested that this is when I got completely lost and I just saw a load of words and heard blah 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 in my head. Yeah. The reason that the meteorite didn't cause a massive crater is apparently the rock slowed down as it penetrated Earth's atmosphere. It slowed so much that the meteorite reached a point of terminal velocity as it was about to impact the surface where it fell. Now, I looked up
what?
Terminal velocity and I didn't understand a word of it. It was all these funny
things. Terminal velocity is as fast as it can feasibly go, isn't that right?
Yeah, but then if the drag is equal to gravity...
60 tonnes.
But then they're going to have a lot of drag. Oh, look, mate, I don't know. This is just as I understand it. If the drag forces are equal to gravity acting upon the object...
If it came down at an angle and sort of came down and almost circled the Earth and did a slow, low, rolling, slow orbit, slowly... Down,
yeah,
slowly. 60 tons.
I can understand that if it was a feather.
How ironic, too, that interesting that it is almost exactly the weight. We're talking about this today, and that's almost exactly the weight of the payload that Falcon Heavy, the Elon Musk spaceship,
that's how
having to take into space. Yeah.
So, which now that in itself is a fantastic subject. So now we get back to the whale. What sort of damage would it do?
Now the whale is twice that. Did you say 160?
Yeah.
So three times that.
Yeah.
Almost.
Because
almost
it is The Guardian. Was this a Hitchhiker's Guide reference?
No. I checked it out. Probably. But they're saying... Now, I've been thinking about this because I haven't got a life, and I reckon it'll just go splat.
No, it's going to make some sort of dent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
It's like, say you've got like a ton of feathers and a ton weight of, say, iron, and you dropped them off the Eiffel Tower at the same time.
Still weigh the same.
But what damage would it do? Like feather, it would just poof. And I reckon the same would be...
Are the feathers all compressed into a ton? Like squashed into a big...
Oh, no, it's huge, like huge, massive, enormous, like in a big hair net.
Who's doing that for a start? Because they shouldn't be doing that.
I don't know. Anyway,
so it was go back to who's ever throwing this whale off the edge of space. Yeah.
So yeah, I reckon it would. I reckon it would make a little bit of a dent, but not too much. I reckon it'd
bounce.
I reckon it'd bounce in London and eventually end up in Frankfurt or somewhere like that.
It would make a quite a two, wouldn't it? Quite a of a noise. I mean, it could be reverberated and heard around the world.
Yeah,
you know. Like Krakatoa,
or
something
this
like that,
show.
You know, or Tarawera,
yeah,
when that went up, you know, one of those, or Lake Taupo.
So, well, there you go. That was a fantastic subject.
That
really
is a fantastic subject. I'm
it's going to make you think.
It's a meteorite. The meteorites make me think.
There's an old biologist dude who, maybe this is why they asked the question.
He'll be glad you called him that.
Yeah. Hey, old biologist dude. But he talks about animals and their shape and the relative amount of gravity. For example, you could drop a mouse down a mine shaft and it would be fine. But if you drop a rat, it dies. Mass relative to shape and the way the air acts on it.
Blah blah blah.
That's quite good.
I'm interested in that. You know, like I'm interested in not chucking animals and things.
No,
but
no. I know. So there's obviously something you can't try at home, but it's an interesting.
It just makes me think science is so nifty.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start experimenting. Maybe we should make like a blue whale out of something. I don't know what.
Who's going to let us toss it off? Who's going to let us toss it off the edge of space?
I don't know about
it's so
that.
Difficult just getting the guy, just that Red Bull guy, Felix Berunda-Dumberdagen, to jump off the edge of space there. Yeah. And he almost got the...
Baumgartner,
that's right, yeah. Felix Baumgartner. He almost dropped nuts to at the top.
When I was researching it, a bowling ball-sized meteorite crash-landed in New York somewhere, and it done so much damage. And when you look at... And that weighed like...
This is the thing. Isn't the air's rock... Isn't that potentially a meteorite too?
What?
Uluru, and
that's crazy.
I thought maybe that was a.
Apparently we're getting it by stuff like from outside.
I remember there being. Not too long ago, somewhere in Ellerslie, and a meteorite went through someone's roof through their shower cubicle.
Jesus.
No way.
And then, I'll tell you something fantastic you can look up. It's a guy who's videoing himself skydiving. And a meteorite goes past him.
No.
And then he didn't notice it for like a couple of months, so he was watching the footage again. And you literally see this bit of rock just go, and he's thousands of feet up in the air.
My God, somebody just texted and said it made an Arthur dent.
Oh, nice good one. Reference. Oh,
very good. We'll leave it there. There we go. Thank you.
Can you better maneuver with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Fantastic, Rob. Thank you.